USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says he believes the FBI may have operated in bad faith when it investigated the Trump campaign.
The heart of the IG's report really focused on how the investigation was conducted once it got going, and that is especially the very serious abuses of FISA that occurred.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Now, Barr says U.S. Prosecutor John Durham will have the last word on the matter and stood by his statement that he does believe the Trump campaign was spied upon. Police are confirming that one police officer, two suspects, and three civilians are dead following a shooting in Jersey City, New Jersey. Police Chief Michael Kelly says the officer was in plain clothes when he was shot with a high-powered rifle. And finally, President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The people who own and run America's small businesses are optimistic lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly small business optimism survey for November shows the biggest month-over-month gain in 6 months. It was released on Tuesday morning. The chief economist for the Federation saying the tax cut that Congress passed 2 years ago is still creating a favorable environment for small businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Pennsylvania court is rejecting Bill Cosby's appeal to overturn his sexual assault conviction. The comedian had claimed that the additional accusers should not have been allowed to testify during his trial because they were strikingly dissimilar to the main accuser. The original judge said in post-trial testimony the additional women showed chilling similarities. Cosby is serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in a state prison near Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's been a breakthrough in negotiations on a new North American trade deal.
This is a day we've all been working to and working for on the path to yes.
The USMCA trade deal is one of President Trump's top priorities and would give the president a victory before Christmas. Now, this would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president and these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. Please remember, you can take us wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio News app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.